Keith asked me last Sunday, he said it looks like his schedule is calling him away this Sunday. He said he's going to try to change it, but he doesn't know. And I looked at him and said, I don't have a message on my heart for, you know, and trying to influence him. But I said, if you can't change it, I'm sure God will. And I do have, you know, if I know God's will is, then I believe, you know, that he'll supply. So I just, in faith, am willing to do that. But I am blessed. You know, I'm just lazy. You know, it takes effort and I just don't want to, whatever. But when you get in the Word and you're in the Word, you're just revived. You're just thankful again. Hallelujah. So we just want, you know, like I said, I've been blessed. I'm sure you have too. The Spirit has been so good to us this morning, in ministry. So that's my prayer, is that it can continue to have His way, to edify, to build up those that need encouragement, to convict of sin and to draw the sinner. If there's someone here that doesn't know Jesus as your Savior. So we want to, I want to pray first before I keep rambling. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I take it very serious, and I just pray that you would help me to speak your words. And I thank you for your love. May that prevail this morning. And may I forget what needs to be forgotten. And we just pray that you would be lifted up and exalted and draw all men to you. And Lord, like I said, if there's people here that are carrying, even saints that are carrying weights, we pray that we would find release in your arms, in your care, in the Word of God. And for the sinner, Lord, that today is the day of salvation, that we would hear and not harden our hearts, not turn our necks. Hallelujah. Have your way. We thank you again for your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So the last couple of years, I spend a lot of time looking, or I like to look at verses that tell me who I am in Christ, what He has done, and I claim those no matter what my experience is. I claim that. But this morning, I want to look at again back who we were before we were saved. You know, there's a lot of scriptures. You know, whether we were saved 35 years or 40 years or 10 years, and whether we were raised by a pastor in a Christian home, we still needed salvation. We still needed, and we were delivered from darkness into the kingdom of light. Whether we were good people, quote good people, or we were wretched, you know. So, some of the verses really that I read, where it has the good, it has the old and the new. I'm always like looking at the new because I'm identifying in that. But this morning as we read, we want to kind of remember, look, this is what He brought me from. This is who I was. Even though we're saints now, this is who I was in my first birth. When I was born of the flesh, I was carnal. I was envious. I was lusting. All those things. So the first verse I want to go to is in Matthew. It talks about Jesus, why He came. talks just a little bit. I'm going to read three. It's Matthew chapter 1, three verses here from 21 to 23. And he shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I have that underlined, that he shall save his people from their sins, because in we have a little bit of a watered down gospel in America, and we hear that it doesn't really save you from sinning, it just saves you from the penalty of sin. But I believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is more powerful than just saving us from the penalty. So I just like that verse. But anyway, I'll keep reading now. And then, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Hallelujah for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, now I'm going to read some verses that I have found prior to this. And I have labeled it Universal Call. Because in my ministry, in my going to jail some, you find people that can believe your experience. They can believe. They see it. They know it. They know it's real. But the enemy and their experience is just whispering and screaming that it's not for them. It's not for me. It's for you. So I have, and I would love if people have more verses and tell me, but I just have some verses here that I want to read. And it's just one here, so I'll give you the reference. You can write it down and look it up later if you want to. First one is 1 Timothy 2:4. It says, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? So all means all. That's good news. Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst. So if you're thirsty, or if you just hear, and come, and whosoever will, hallelujah. I love that whosoever will, because for many years I saw other people liberated. I did. I saw them set free, and it wasn't my reality. And then when I was delivered and liberated, that whosoever meant so much to me, because I knew then it was not just, you know, it was personal. Let him take of the water of life freely. Let me read it again. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, and let him take of the water of life freely. This is what we believe is Jesus' words. I mean, it's the word of God, and that's what sets us free. Isaiah 55:1, ho, everyone that thirsteth, there is that everyone, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Matthew 22:9, go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. We know there's going to be a marriage, supper of the Lamb. And today is the day of salvation yet, you know. Romans 10:12, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. So that's, hallelujah, we like that all, man, it means much to me. 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? Yes. Luke 12:8, also I say unto you, whosoever, there it is, shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. I'm sure there's more. But those are just a few verses that I have found to give that person hope, where the enemy is speaking, saying, yeah, but I have went too far. I have, you know, the liar. He will speak that. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. But we have come to know the truth, and the truth has liberated and set us free. Now, we're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to read the whole chapter. So if you want to have Bibles, you want to turn to Ephesians chapter 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Okay, so we were all there at one time. Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That's who was motivating and was in us. In Corinthians, it says that if the prince of this world would have known that Jesus is going to raise from the dead, they wouldn't have crucified him. But anyway, this is who we were, among whom also we all, okay, all of us had our conversations in the past in the lusts of our flesh and fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, oh hallelujah, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Okay, do you see that? Even when we were dead. So we didn't have to become alive first before he saved us. We were dead in sins and he quickened us. That's the love of God. The love of God drawing and giving that, the Holy Spirit giving that invitation. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together. This is what he's done, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. That's wonderful. That's beautiful. Hallelujah. For by grace, verse 8, are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I like verse 10 here. For we are his workmanship. You know, when you drive into my driveway, you see the house that I built. I put siding on it, put roof on it. The shop I built, that's my workmanship. You can see what I did. I try to do good workmanship, you know. And here in verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship. And then it says, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh. Here's again a reminder who we were, who we were before we were saved. Gentiles in the flesh who are called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, even us, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants and promises, having no hope and without God in this world. But now, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. So because God became flesh and dwell among us, the Bible says, he went to the cross, he took the beating, he took the spear in his side, and he took the spitting, he took all that in his flesh, and he was the perfect Lamb of God, he had never sinned. So in that way, he was the final atonement, so no more sheep and goats need to be sacrificed. No more blood needed to be shed. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. So all those thou shalt nots, all that is all fulfilled and is all. Now that we can be born of God, we have the Holy Ghost and we have righteousness. And all those letters of do's and don'ts could never make the heart pure. Amen? Could never. But now God did it. Hallelujah. And shall of twain a one new man, and so making peace. Amen. That's why we can have peace. And that ye might be reconciled. both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. This is all what he did and nothing what I did. And it came, and came and preached peace unto you which were afar off, hallelujah, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access into one spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit. Look at that. This is so beautiful. I mean, it just, that God can dwell in us through the power, through the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We that were once dead in trespasses and sins because of the work of the Spirit. let's just turn a couple pages to Ephesians 4:17 through 20, 32 maybe to the end of the chapter. Ephesians 4:17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. So because of the blindness of their heart and not knowing the truth of the gospel, they couldn't put their trust in Jesus. They couldn't call out on him because they were blinded. And verse 19 says, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work uncleanness with greediness. Lord have mercy, we see this. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be it that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, and that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. That's who the old is. And being renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye may put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, put it away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. I'm going to read on down to the end. Let him that stole, steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind-hearted one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Colossians 1, starting in verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet. Okay, here's God's work. To be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Verse 13, who hath delivered. Okay, so we were. He hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood, there's here again the work of Jesus, he made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. So the things that had went awry, things that had went astray, he is reconciling them to himself, or made it possible. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh. This is how he did it. In the body of his flesh through death. What the enemy thought was victory was actually victory for us. It's through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am a minister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the work of the Spirit, the work of the cross, for his love. Revelations. I'm going to read a couple of verses in Revelations 21. Verse 5. And he that sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst, of the fountain of the water of life freely. He has the power. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Verse 8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Sobering verses. Hallelujah. He has the keys of life and death are in Jesus Christ. Pretty sad. I can't read my own notes. 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 5, I guess I should say. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Here's good old faithful verses we read pretty often, and there's a reason. 2 Corinthians 5, 14 to the end. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, there's that word all, then we're all dead, okay? So even us good people, quote, if there is something like that, you know, that were raised in church, we were all dead. He died for us. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. And truly, if when you have tasted of the goodness of God, of the forgiveness of God, and the love of God, when you have tasted that, you truly want to serve. You truly want to honor him. It's a want to. It's not a drudgery. It is a want to. Thank you, Jesus. And he rose again, it says. He not only died, but he rose again. Verse 16, wherefore henceforth, because of this work on the cross, know man after the flesh. Because, why does that? Because we've been born of the Spirit. It says, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, now henceforth know we him no more. Because he ascended. Verse 17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Thank you, Jesus. 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself by Christ, Jesus Christ, and hath given us now the ministry of reconciliation. That is why we want to be bold and sharing the good news of the gospel, because we are his hands and his feet. Verse 19, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, and not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. That's the gospel. That's the word of God. He has committed to us so that there can be reconciliation, whether it's brother to brother, marriage, anything. Reconciliation is God's heart. Verse 20. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be you reconciled to God. Oh, this is amazing here. It says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Do you know when Jesus was on the cross, when at the end, when our sin came upon him, the Father left him. He had to. God can't dwell where there's sin. Jesus says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? This says that he became sin for us. Hallelujah. That's the good news of the gospel. You know, I don't have too much more, but I'm so thankful that we that have been made new, there's not just the empty hope. You know, we were at a conference where we heard of the amount of people, even from America, that have their ashes when they die, they have their ashes sprinkled on the Gandhi River, because supposedly that will make so they don't go to the devil's hell, but that will make them go to a paradise. Think of that, the deception and the lie that is. But people don't know the truth, so they can't put their trust in Jesus. So I'm thankful that we, because of our eyes have been opened and we have embraced the truth and have accepted the call to surrender all and to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Truly we can't boast but in Jesus Christ. Ain't that right?